Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Under European Union law, the Times of London is reporting under EU system, and the U.S. will somehow be under this by treaty, but British law already covers material that might incite hate. See, it's not just hate now, it could incite it. Incite thought crime or cause harm to children. The new rules have nothing to do with that. I mean, that's added into it. It's amateur video bloggers under threat from EU broadcast rules, period. The government is seeking to prevent the EU directive that could extend broadcasting regulations to the Internet, hitting popular video sharing websites such as YouTube. And they go on to say making it criminal for any type of hate. But it's not just the hate. Without the licensing and going through the proper companies and having everything confirmed and double-checked and triple-checked, basically no more YouTube, no more Google Video, no more nothing. We've got CENTCOM openly announcing they've got troops on the web attacking patriots, those that criticize the war. Guaranteed it's a lot of the people. You'll see it on 100 blogs. I mean, I go around looking at these late at night, just seeing what the enemy's doing with Terrorstorm. And it's the same guys. Same post, exact same post, same thing, on hundreds of sites. They're just there cutting and pasting, putting it. They're paid, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is, openly announced. We'll get into that. Bush has signed the Military Commissions Act. I want to go back over some of the points in his little speech he gave. But let's take a lot of calls this hour. Let's get rolling with those. Never know which direction they'll take us. Tony in Arkansas, the John, Brian, David, and others. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Alex, God bless you for what you do.
And God bless you.
You take care and your family. Listen, I just had a comment, if I could, a quick comment, and then just a word, kind of a call to action, word of advice to any voters out there. First of all, if you notice, the manipulation continues, of course, in the media, and the administration wants to keep the focus as much as possible on terrorism and off of Iraq and off of Foligate and these various things, and the manipulation of the stock market. I mean, now they're, you know, talking 12,000, and you've gone up and pointed out many times how that's manipulated. And
oh, yeah, magically oil prices dropped by over a dollar after 2 years of going up. Magically the stock market surges. And Bernanke, head of the Fed, said that the last head doubled the money supply in the last 6 years. He's going to double it in the next two. We're now a year into that. Again, folks, this is killing the value of the dollar, killing our economy, but short term it feels good.
Right, and excellent points. And my main thrust, though, is they fear then the election. They don't control everything, or they wouldn't fear losing power in the House and the Senate.
That's because they only have the CIA-controlled machines in 35% of the country. You're absolutely right.
And that's what I wanted to talk about real fast. There is a way around that, and it's kind of a call to action to anyone who's registered to vote and going to vote.
Please. Absentee.
Absentee. We did it just this week already. We get our ballots. We voted. And I'm a lifelong Republican, pro-life Christian, you know, the whole Ronald Reagan dyed in the wool. I've never voted but one time in my entire vote. I'm 39. One time have I voted for a Democrat. And I'm telling you, we about went down the ticket. And I'm in touch with two Democrats. I'm about in touch with two representatives from our state. And they have said, and again, we know what we've got with what we've got, and we know, I don't know much.
We know the Democrats are evil. You're forced to vote for them if there's not a good third-party candidate, because we've got to break up the monopoly of power in all three branches.
Amen. And they are also, though, going to call for, I've talked to two representatives, impeachment hearings on the president within a month after they get the House. Hopefully they'll get the Senate as well. This could, and that's why we need to pray, because I believe God raised up Hugo Chavez to stop the free trade for the Americas and the Pan-American Union. This could stop. They've already got three aircraft carrier divisions in the Gulf, and they want this spring of 07 to be the spring of Iran. They're going for the war with Iran. This vote could stop that, and that's why I ask people to please pray. Get your absentee ballots. Turn them in. We went right down to our courthouse. Turn them in directly to the courthouse. And then you know your vote is counted. And that was just my word of advice and call to action for anybody voting.
I hear you. Absentee.
Don't let the machines rob you.
Thank you. I agree. But they still are cheating with the absentees. It's just they get caught by police loading vans with them. It's a lot harder to do with that, because they have to make the absentee match the fraud on the computer. So make them cheat out in the open. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know what Hitler did? We know he staged terror attacks against his own buildings and against his own military bases as a pretext for enslavement and war. First he had to enslave his own people, then he needed to go to war. But the whole time it was, don't you support the troops? I mean, I've actually read Nazi propaganda and Nazi war posters. Don't you support them? Oh, you don't support the war. You're a terrorist. You're a traitor. Oh, the glorious troops. No, the troops, even though, again, many of them bought into the propaganda, thought they were fighting for the Reich. They were actually fighting for something that would later kill 20 million Germans and basically destroy the Reich. It's the same thing today. I support the troops. I got stickers all over my car, that darn commie Alex. The people using our troops, who are flushing them down the international toilet of death, are the very people dismantling the country's sovereignty. You cannot debate it. I had that lady on my new syndicated Sunday show that's here on Genesis from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, out of the studios of KLBJ 590. And I said, well, he's for open borders. He's for the North American Union. He tripled the size of the BATF. He signed on to UN treaties. He did this. He did that. She said, well, yeah, he did do that, but he's still good. He's still fighting the Islamic fascist. The crooks that run our government put Mao in. They helped put North Korea in. They gave them the weapons. They helped put the Soviets in. They, every time you turn over a rock, man, it isn't just our government helping a little. I mean, they're doing it. And that whole time we were these well-meaning, you know, good people who were just so naive. It was mainly our government, the British government, that put Hitler in, knowing full well what he was going to do. I mean, they build Hitler. Of course they build Saddam Hussein. Of course they, who was a known CIA from the time he was 18 years old, that's public. But again, you don't want to face that, do you? Okay, you're going to lose everything you've got. Let me just tell you, the dollar's already been completely debased. I mean, it's still got some value right now. I mean, it shouldn't be down by 40-something percent. It went down as far as 47%. Now it's only down by about 42%. It's gone back up in strength a little bit for now. But if you've got a doubling of the money supply from, 1999 to 2005, and then in the next 2 years, they said they would double it again. So, see, it's exponentially growing. And they doubled the money supply from the 70s up until 99. And they doubled the money supply from the 40s up until the 70s. You can go look at these official graphs. They're all over the big financial news websites. Dollar value aggregates. Just look at the 100-year chart. The dollar is worth about 1 cent. You'll hear people using the old number of a year ago of 3 cents to the dollar, what it was in 1913. You'll hear that number. Oh, it's worth 3 cents. It's worth 1 cent now what it was. And you're like, well, I don't care what it's worth. I'll just, we'll get paid more. What you get in yearly wage increases, what most people get on average, is nothing near that. But still they tell you how good the economy is, how endless troop of experts. While the stock market's about to hit 12,000, God bless George Bush. Man, he did. It hit its last peak in 2000 of 11,600 and something, and now it's well above that. The money supply has more than doubled since then. That's right, it doubled from late 99 until 2005. And then Bernanke came in and said, I'm going to double it in the next 2 years. But then he's helicopter Bernanke. He calls it dropping money out of helicopters. And then he said, I'm going to make the money supply now secret for the first time since the Federal Reserve private banking system took over in 1913. Now it's secret. The last thing we were told is they were doubling it. Now Japan's starting to dump the dollar, slowly. It started 3 years ago with China. They're now accelerating. In the last 8 months, they've dumped $1 trillion into a basket of foreign currencies. The euro and the ruble and the yen. We're in a lot of trouble, folks, and the globalists are masters. They'll blow up something and then that day plunge the stock market, when it's at 13,000 something. And you're running around giddily gibbering to yourself and giggling and nattering. By the way, do you like a stock market, a Dow Jones Industrial, close to 12,000 right now today, that has had a money supply doubled since it was at that level before? That means it's really closer to 6,000. And that's what real financial publications read by elites say. The stuff you read in Money and Fortune and Wall Street Journal, man, that you think that's highbrow. You're real smart reading that. Folks. You read the Financial Times of London, that's almost, into real elite journal, which is almost telling the truth. The elite's actually scared going, we pumped this bubble up so big we may not survive it, and they're all trying to position things right now while they try to print money faster than ever in England, in Europe, here, just trying to keep the bubble inflated while they get into raw materials and real estate and a whole lot of other things. So with everything I see in them devaluing the dollar down to almost nothing, again, you think 40-something percent devaluation, that they've held it. The dollar is worth 1 cent to what a dollar was. 1 cent, not 40-something percent. Now, it's trading at 40-plus percent right now below what it was when they launched the euro in 2000. And the globalists have backed off for now with this election. It's more than just the election. They don't care about whether it's George Bush or the Democrats or the Easter Bunny or who gets control of the House or Senate. They care a little bit, but not that much. They use elections and the polls as a gauge that, man, this pot is about to, the lid's about to pop off. So they open the steam valve and you know, let some steam shoot out the side. I know we need to get madder and madder and distrust them more and more and hate them more and more. We need to hate both parties. We need to realize what criminals they are, a bunch of pedophile scum, most of them. They're all compromised one way or the other in the compartmentalized system. That's one of the most common. It's so disgusting. I mean, yeah, of course they're sickos. Destroying America? Oh, you got to be a sicko to get off on that. They get off on doing bad. They like it. Oh, look, we're killing America and the Bill of Rights with it. They want a North American Union because they can create new governmental bodies, which they have, and then under the new charters, you don't have any due process of rights, which you don't. And they teach the numbskull police that you don't have any rights. Well, it's a new policy, you know. No, and you police, this police state so they can take what you got too. And your little police unions aren't going to be able to save you once we go to full bore third world status. You don't know it, but I'm the best friend you've got. People like me will talk straight to you and tell you how pathetic your system is and how you work for a bunch of criminals. I know we don't smile at you and massage you and tell you how you're in a brotherhood and how we're doing all this to keep you safe and it's all about you. Lots of little seminars where you walk around like a bunch of little twits. Me and Khan. I mean, it's pathetic. You were going to be forced to take those smallpox shots, experimental shots that they admitted were going to kill tens of thousands of the millions that were going to take it. 14 million emergency workers, responders. There was 14 million they were going to make take it, and the L.A. Times reported that less than 4,000 did by the end of it. And I had police chiefs, and I had sheriffs, and I had, you know, from Florida and Arkansas, I had fire department chiefs going, I don't know what I'm going to do. They've said I'm fired, and the whole department's fired if we don't take it. There's no local law. They just say the insurance demands it, but I haven't seen a letter. So, Mr. Jones, we heard your show. We know you're telling the truth. We read what those scientists are saying, And this was before Tommy Thompson came out and said he was against it when he first said you had to take it. This was before all the science, you know, were on the news saying it and the doctors. They said, we're not going to do it. Again, I talked about that first hour. You see, I'm your friend. I'll tell you, hey, don't be a moron. Stop playing in traffic. I use the analogy of it'd be like being firefighters and this house is on fire. It's a four-alarm fire. There's fire shooting out of this big house. And you run up there and you kick down the door and there's flames shooting out of different rooms. And you walk in and there's a lady sitting there watching her favorite game show and there's smoke billowing around her. And you say, get up, man, the house is on fire. Are you okay? And you think she's passed out from smoke. She goes, no, no, there's no fire. There's no fire. And you're like, yeah, there's a fire. And frankly, when they won't get up, you just grab them by the hair and drag them out of there. You got to control yourself not to slap them upside the head outside. I mean, seriously, the country's going down here. Don't you get it? Don't you understand? I mean, I'm totally freaked out. This is all I think about. This is real, folks. This isn't phony candy butt liberals gibbering on television. This isn't phony Republican peanut head type behavior. This isn't the false political paradigm you've been fed. Okay, this is the end of the country, serious people launching a last-ditch effort to save it, the Bill of Rights being overturned, an elite poisoning the water and the vaccines and the food, totally psychopathically writing public journals how they're doing it to you, wall-to-wall craziness, microphones and video cameras on all the new computer standard, watching and listening to you, pell-mell insanity, just running in the streets, Sodom and Gomorrah, dogs and cats living together. That's a line from Ghostbusters. I mean, it's just end of world type stuff. End of America. But again, end of our world, end of our freedom, end of real liberty. I mean, this is so sick. And it's because Al-Qaeda might get us. What a load of baloney. Al-Qaeda is CIA-da. Al-CIA-da. Al-Qaeda is Al-CIA-da. Maybe you didn't get me. Al-Qaeda is Al-CIA-da. And the few people they march out with beards to say they're terrorists have been tortured within inches of their lives. Or they're real terrorists who were funded by Mossad, Shin Bet, MI6, MI5, CIA, Defense Intelligence, CENTCOM, criminals! You're criminals! You're criminals! You're not our government!
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 17, 2006. Gold opened at $592.20, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $624.38. Again, that's $624.38 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
All right, I'm tired and I'll get into the call. Just have your question and comment ready. We're moving to the next person so everybody can get on board. Let's talk to John in California. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. May I start off by saying I'm a long-time watcher of your films. A friend turned me on about an hour ago, about a year ago, and I've been, ever since then, I've become one of the kooks that South Park refers to. And yesterday I got an email through MySpace about something that devastating that happened over the weekend in my hometown. And I would like to read some of that letter for you, if I could.
Sure, what happened?
All right. Let me start off about the letter by saying Set It Straight is a band. Half of Set It Straight was arrested today for protesting the Reading Police Department shutting down the show in the middle of our set. we were playing a skate demo at the Reading Skate Park when six cop cars showed up and demanded everyone to vacate, including the kids skating, who had nothing to do with anything. They shut down the park as well. May I point out that the skate park is at Caldwell Park, a community park where police just can't go in and just shut stuff down.
Oh, it's all about shutting everything down. It's about cordoning and telling us to line up. It's like Nazi Germany. Line up, show your papers. There's always some excuse, you know.
This was a sponsored event with permits. The Reading Parks and Recreation Committee came out and unlocked...
But see, a permit is to do something that would be illegal, you see. Once you get them, they treat you even worse. It means this scum follows orders. Abuse them. Sorry, go ahead.
The Parks and Recreation Committee came out and unlocked the power box and set up trash cans around the area we were playing. The show was 100% legit, so we didn't stop playing, finished our set, and took our sweet time breaking down. But when they surrounded our friend who was riding the park and hit his bike with their batons, things got lame. He was arrested, no explanation. Harry, Ben, John, and Tim were sitting down in the skate park when RPD told them to leave. They asked why, and immediately they cuffed Ben. Harry told them he wasn't going to move, so they choked him to the pavement and cuffed him too, along with Timmy and John. Later, they also arrested Brittany and Sarah for standing too close.
Well, sir, they try to go to national parks and have the rainbow gathering, and I have the police aiming machine guns at peaceful hippies, threatening to shoot them for no reason, just for sitting there in the woods. I mean, it's so pathetic. Land of the slave bootlickers, not land of the free, home of the brave. Land of the pathetic jellyfish.
And that's exactly how I feel. It's really upsetting me.
So what are people? What's the news saying? I mean, is this
that's what I'm getting ready to get
to. Are they claiming you're Al-Qaeda?
Harry's dad got most of it on video mode of his digital camera, which is below. You can find that at YouTube by typing in YouTube, set it straight, gets arrested.
Well, do me a favor. Post it right now on... are you a friend of my site?
On MySpace?
Yeah.
I have one that's Alex Jones. Oh, wow, I just went back. I have two sites that claim...
Well, sir, just email it to us instead of trying to give some 100-foot-long address, and we'll do a story on it or something, okay?
All right.
You gotta finish up, man. I got loaded phones here.
All right,
I never
I'm
get
almost
calls.
Done. Bring the
hey, look, if you
seven.
Think that's bad, sir, they're going to conscript you and send you off to fight in foreign lands. They're going to have one-child policies. All the heroes on TV are going to be cops in black masks. It's just the country's gone.
My favorite part is where one of the officers jokes that Harry's taxes pay his salary. I'm not going to say that word. After the arrest, the multiple threats from RPD cops, Harry's dad, myself, and a few others went to Reading's Channel 7 News, which I might add is ABC News. A small story aired tonight highlighting each side of the story, but the overwhelming theme was the sergeant's quote, "They didn't have a permit. Bands of this nature lead to beatings and stabbings." At the station, one of the cops said to Harry, "You're that band that played last week where someone got stabbed." He told them, "That definitely wasn't us." The cop replied, "Yes, it was." Awesome. When one of the sponsors, the owner of Johnny Rags...
Harry, listen, I got to let you go, bro. I got to get to the other callers. And again, this is a frustration point for me because I'm almost to the point of just not having calls most shows because I want to hear all this and I want to hear all the different angles, but then everybody else gets frustrated because we can't get them on to then tell their stories. I would just put it down to, you know, a bunch of bad stuff. And again, it's Crime Stop. It's like Chertoff saying we got to regulate and control the web because people might become radical on it. Or we've got to tax and regulate the web because it's creating hate. And so you all, you know, oh, we had a stabbing at one of these things, and so now we're going to just ban them even when you have a permit. It's we're going to keep you safe. Now, we don't need to be kept safe anymore from you. If somebody does commit a crime, then you throw the book at them. Thank you, sir, for the info. But just send us the info if you want, because it's a long story, obviously. I just gave you 4 minutes. All right, we're going to come back and try to get this. I wanted to take a bunch of calls, but try to keep it short, folks. We'll get to the next person. Brian, John, Johnny, Ed, and others. And I do want to get into all the other news I've mentioned but haven't detailed yet. We got 30 minutes left. Stay with us. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go right back to your calls. I just want to ask all the listeners who I just love to death and I thank for fighting side by side with me in this fight against the globalists to please go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Up at the top of each page, we have a big link to a high-quality version of Terror Storm for free on Google Video. Now, cruddy, low-bandwidth copies have already been in the top 100 three times. We know they've erased us out of it twice, we believe three times. This time we got a high-res one in the top 100. We need to push it all the way up to the top. Why? Because tens of millions of people every single day go to Google Video, and most of them peruse and find their viewing selections in the top 100. It's like going to their cable box and flipping through the channels. They go and look like the TV guide there. This is basically like, you know, getting our book in stores or something on the end cap by the register. We are now up at the front of the end cap, but not right in front of the register. And we want to, in the marketplace of ideas, have a chance to be seen. Now, it's because millions of people have seen it that it's up there. Now, I've counted it up. It's over 5 million views as of a few days ago. That isn't enough, folks. If we get up in the top, we could have 20 million, 30 million views. It will stick in the top because, again, they keep cheating and knocking us out. We're going to make them do it again in front of everybody. It's been a major issue out there on the web. A lot of tech people have been tracking it. It's been picked up by some tech journals. It is a big controversy right now that Google has done this. And they admit they have. They claim it's an accident. They weren't doing it to any other Patriot videos until 2 weeks ago when I pointed that out. Now they're doing it to a bunch of the others. Why did Terror Storm scare them so bad? Go to PrisonPlanet.com and look for the link to the particular high-res one, because people are hitting 20 different versions of it, and so they're all, you know, got hundreds of thousands of views apiece, but it's we need to hit one of the videos, one place, one address to drive it to the roof. Again, go repost it on all the message boards, everywhere. Help us. This is the link. Before, I was just get whatever link you can, you know, because, no, now we're focusing on this one link. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com as well as JonesReport.com. Go get that link that says high res. It's a call to action. Email your email list. Tell them to tell two people to go watch it, that Google's been cheating it, knocking it out of the top 100 because they're afraid of it. And again, explain to people why. I think we do that in a little post we've got. People go, well, why do you want to be in the top 100? I mean, so what? You want a trophy? No, that's where the people are. The general dumbbells that are going onto the Google 100 to look at girls in bikinis. That's normally the top thing, you know, girl volleyball players or stuff like that. Nothing wrong with liking that kind of stuff. I mean, the point is, this is life and death that we're talking about here. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian and Tejas, go ahead.
I'm in Austin, Texas, man. How's it going?
Hello, my friend.
Real quick comment and one short question. I just kind of like to put it into context for, you know, for the listeners, the new pecking order of Life in America with way more of the citizens staying on the new totem pole. You know, you're familiar with Austin, you live here. We have these salamanders that live here and Barton Springs. I think we have less rights than the salamanders now. You know, they're protected by the
dangerous. Well, that's just because they use the salamander to claim they're protecting them to steal our property and then hand it over to themselves. They've been caught now in triplicate.
Yeah, but
the salamanders first, then the bureaucrat, then the illegal aliens, then the police, then citizens.
Okay, quick question. I'll let you get off. What do you think about using the military using the illegal aliens as cannon fodder? You know, they'll be used.
20+% of the troops in Iraq are illegal aliens who have been legalized the day they sign up. That's mainstream news. And the government actually looks for aggravated felons. Yes, aggravated felons who were also foreigners to be our military, and they're going to be our domestic gods. They're going to break off part of the U.S. as the Southwest. That's part of the Ford Foundation plan, North American Union. America is going to be a complete joke. It's going to be a racial state in the Southwest.
So you think that they can use that for an opening, for a door opener for green cards to be issued?
That's the guest worker program. It's a super national ID card for North American Union. You see, it's a guest worker program. The actual plan, the bill, the document, and even Lou Dobbs has covered, this is what it says, is that it's for Americans too. Our standardized new real ID card, national ID they passed last year through the state level, is the same identifiers and same computer system as the guest worker program. We're all getting our new North American card. Our toll roads in Texas are going to pay for the new roads in Mexico. That's in the plan. And they're again giving you a $10 discount if you get your smart TexPay tracker chip, which they tried to put in all the inspection stickers, but we shot down. Now all these idiots are lining up to go drive down the filthy toll roads. It makes me mad. Toll roads going in everywhere to pay for the North American Union and the death of my country. Stupid, stupid, stupid Austinites don't even know what it means. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Are you there? He dropped. I mean, I am just really mad. I mean, I am mad, folks. They're putting a prison grid around me. The North American Union's here. I'm going to be paying taxes to drive on it. I got to pay for my destruction. I got to pay for the death of my state, the death of my country. And I got to put up with stupid police at checkpoints to keep us safe. Give me a break. The schools are prisons of brainwashing camps. Here in Austin, they give them all over the country little cards with $200 credit card dividends on it if they tattle on people outside school and in school. I mean, that's not America. We're a joke. We're a joke. Until we hate the government, until we hate the criminals that run it, until we realize it's totally illegitimate, until we stop trusting them, as the Founding Fathers said, what I'm saying is not radical unless you're a radical idiot. I'm out of control today. This is how we should be. I'm mad, okay? I'm letting you know how I really feel. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, a co-worker of mine ran into some trouble this past weekend trying to plug your Terrorstorm DVD and the Loose Change DVD. He met a friend, his brother, and two lifelong friends in Louisiana for a little hunting excursion this weekend, and he wanted to try to plug both of the DVDs. So one of his friends, we'll call him Bobby, he picks up the Loose Change DVD and puts it in the computer, and 10 minutes went by, and he freaked out. He jumped up and he said, "This is BS," and they almost got into a fight. And these guys are lifelong friends for 40 years.
Yeah, because it shows Operation Northwoods when the film starts. It shows the information, and they'll just say it's a lie. They'll just say it's not true. Yeah, it is true. Okay, it's true like everything else.
And then the thing that really kicked it in was Bobby's sister is an FBI agent. And then my coworker told him about the FBI agents taking the pictures when hit the Pentagon, taking the film from the Sheraton and the gas station. He totally freaked out after that.
You're saying it was all lies when it's all...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said
him living in these little bubbles, you see. These little bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 5-year-olds, man. They're not adults. Most Americans aren't adults.
So what do you do,
they're
Alex?
These cowardly little pieces of trash.
What do you do, Alex? Move on.
I don't know. I'd let that person slug me and then I'd break his jaw. That'll teach that scum. I bet that type of punk could get in my face. They're punks! They're killing this country! Hey, punks! They really did form the North American Union. Hey, punks! They really are putting foreign Spanish-owned toll roads in everywhere. Hey, scum! They really did give black men syphilis and kill them. Hey, scum! They really do plan to kill you, you little cowardly piece of trash! That's what I'd tell him.
God bless, Alex.
I mean, thank you. God bless you. I mean, I'm mad, man. I'm sick of these little people that think they're good and think they got all the answers, and they call us traitors. Well, let me tell you something. You're the traitors. You're the traitors. Man. All right. Let's go ahead. I mean, I'm mad, folks. This is a normal response, okay? I'm letting you know how I really feel today. I'm sick of naive. They're like these little soft little do-gooders, and they have little American flags, and their little Chinese-made caps, and they kind of waddle around. You know how they are. And just everything's good in their life, and everything's fine. You see them. They need to be slapped upside their smiling, beady-eyed little faces. They need to grow up and face the truth. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Vancouver. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I don't know. What's the show sound like today?
Sounds like yourself. What size T-shirt are you? Because I'd like to send you
just an extra large.
Extra large? Okay, good. I'm going to send you my 9/11 Inside Job T-shirt that I've produced.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, I've heard that you have problems sending stuff into Canada. And I'm wondering, I'm looking basically into distributing them for you. What do I need to do in order to distribute your films through Canada so people do not have to go through you anymore? They can go through me.
Yeah, I need to get some distributors up there. I just haven't gotten around with it. I haven't vetted. I've got one group I'm probably going to end up using. That's Global Outlook, but we could have more than one person up there that wanted to do it, but people have to be set up with a shopping cart, with a toll-free mm-hmm. number, with the whole thing.
Okay, because, I mean, I can do, like, Western Canada, and if, you know, somebody wants to take over Eastern Canada, then...
Sure, let me ask you a question. Do they search your stuff internally?
No matter what I get from the States, it always comes back opened and ripped up.
Yeah, it's...
But we don't search. If I send something to Toronto, it's not opened. There's no such thing as internal... customs between provinces, right?
No, but I'm asking you, I mean, do you have a website? Do you have a toll-free number? Are you set up to deliver to people there?
Not right now. That's the thing. I've got a blog, and I can set that up so I can have a shopping cart.
Well, you're welcome to plug your blog, but I don't know who we're going to use to distribute in Canada. It is a good idea. Well,
okay.
But you can plug your blog. Go ahead.
It's www.info-warriors.com.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
That's a good site. Listen, I appreciate your call. I don't get up here and yell and scream to put on an act, folks. I really don't like doing this radio show. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like having to focus on this stuff. I really do get mad. And I just image. You know, I should actually say that I'm happy that your friend's friend got upset and got mad. Because, you see, if what we're saying is a lie, people should get mad at us. And the things we're talking about are such a big deal that it is something you should get upset about. Imagine how mad your friend would get when, because it sounds like he's somebody who really cares. Imagine how mad somebody like that would get when they find out we're telling the truth. Not some nitpick debunking. And I mean, they build straw men. They go, Alex Jones says the CIA was running grills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center. When it was really the Pentagon Protective Services, well, there were about eight different drills, and on that day, two different ones, and we learned of it from the CIA officer who told the Chicago papers at a symposium that the CIA ran the drill. The CIA ran the drill, and it was run out of the offices of the Pentagon. But see, they go, oh, look, it was the Pentagon that ran the drills of flying the planes into buildings, not CIA, like he says. See, that's called a straw man, ladies and gentlemen. Or they'll claim I'm wrong about something I'm not really wrong about. Or they will nitpick at something. But that's about all. Or they'll go to their own operatives who they've got out saying ridiculous things that can't be proven to then disprove those. Then there's mockingbirds who pick up on it. But, I mean, if you go read the 9/11 official report, just a year after it got released, already the whole thing's been proven to be a lie. From the government's own position. I mean, they're lying about everything. And Northwoods is real, and Tonkin, and Ajax, and all of it. I mean, this stuff's real. Our government admits, no debating, that they staged terror attacks all over Europe, all over the Middle East, all over Asia, all over the Latin America. I mean, that is admitted. They do this stuff all the time. I mean, the old stuff's admitted. So then, of course, our prime suspect is criminal elements in the government who stood to gain from trillions in oil. Yes, trillions in oil. Who stood to gain in hundreds of billions in weapon sales and domestic police state and control. I mean, on and on and on. The opium, the hundreds of billions in all of it. They've done it in the past. They've got the means to do it. They've got the motive. And then, my gosh, you look at the evidence, they're all over it. I mean, there's other nitpicking I get on 9/11, or like take Terrorstorm. And what I did is the film was getting too long, and I was cutting out some of the voiceover. I think I'm going to do a second edition maybe in 6-8 months and put all the stuff back in there. And I'll do something like, you know, the paper. I'm reading right out of the paper. It says he went and bought a paper at the Metro paper stand. Well, by the time I wrote it into writing, I said, bought a paper, a Metro. People go, well, the very picture of a Metro paper you put up says it's free. You're wrong. He didn't pay for it. It's in the police report. He stopped and bought a paper at the Metro paper stand. But, oh, I said free Metro. It all must not be true. Or I say in the film, Tony Blair was, you know, sure to lose the election, really unpopular, and then right on time, 7-7. And sure, I know the election was a month before 7-7, but he almost lost the parliament. He lost most of the seats. He was hanging on. They were talking about making him step down like Margaret Thatcher or John Major. And so the full statement will be, and then he did fail, and then here are 10 articles saying that 7-7 saved him for another year. Now he has to step down again. I mean, it's admitted that 7-7 boosted him. That's the point of what I'm making. But there is a endless nitpicking operation. And then I saw a bunch of other stuff that wasn't even true. False claims. See, people make false claims that are just made up. So there is no length and no depth and no breadth to which people won't go to deny this. But Hell, let's say I'm wrong about 90%, and let me tell you, I'm right about 98%. I'm wrong about 2% of the time, and I mean, that's why I check out what I say. I want you to go vet everything I say, and when I'm wrong every once in a while, tell me. Keep me on my toes. You help me. Lord knows when I make a film, I don't ever expect it all to be absolutely perfect. That's why we usually have a second edition. Do you know Road to Tyranny actually had three editions? You never knew about it. But within a few months of releasing Road to Tyranny, I'd already had two other editions out. You didn't know. You just got a new VHS or a new DVD. Until I got it all exactly right. And it'd be stuff like... Well, there's even one thing in the right where I get something off by a year, you know, a date or something. Doesn't matter. We're trying to tell the truth. That's the difference between us and CENTCOM, who I guess is trying to tell the truth. Now they go, oh, yeah, we're propagandizing on the web domestically in the U.S. We're going out and fighting with the anti-war people on the blogs. What? We already knew you were doing it, you criminal. But now you admit it? It's been ruled to be criminal, you criminal.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We don't need no education. We don't need.
Ed and Pia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got an idea which I think would really help to get the word out. If you could record like little 5-minute audio clips,
vignettes,
like an introduction about each topic, and then people could like put them on the top of their blog space, you know, to like if they write an article about 9/11, for instance, you know.
It's a good idea. You know, I do lots of little five-minute rants. We're so busy, we barely have time to wipe our noses. How about, a lot of people are doing this now. They are grabbing little clips and putting them on YouTube and stuff.
That's cool. Well, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, maybe even sometime during a broadcast, if you could just run through and just kind of start it off with saying, like, you know, hello, this is Alex Jones, and then just go for 5 minutes and, like, you know, maybe about each of the topics, you know. Like,
yeah, that's smart. There's a lot of stuff I should do.
Well, you know, it could be good because then every time someone writes a blog article about like 9/11 or something, they could just have that right on the top. You know, it could be a good way of just getting the word out. I think.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll try to do it.
You know, so cool.
Well, okay, thank you, sir. We'll also try to promote the micros and everything else we're supposed to do, but thank you. That's a good idea. Let's go ahead and take another call from Fred in Philadelphia, final caller. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex. You heard about the woman that was held illegally in Florida that was a cousin of a online journalist. She Joyce and Dave had a story about that last
week. No, I didn't hear what Joyce and Dave were saying.
The woman's name is Larisa Alexandrovna, and her cousin.
Was this on the news?
Yeah, she had a hearing yesterday, and she was released without being charged.
So what happened to her? What's the long and short?
She was released, but she was required to put up a lot of bail money, and there was no discussion in court. The prosecutor kept his mouth shut. And
what was it about? What's this?
It was about this ICE program. I believe that's in the DOJ, but ICE is doing a lot of different things, and it's very ill-defined. So it had to do with returning a resident of the United States to their original country, the return to sender program. But she was not charged. She wasn't in trouble. She was basically almost like an example of her.
I hear you. I'm out of time. I really appreciate it. What they're doing is they're just arresting innocent people to say, oh, we grabbed 10,000 illegals this month, which is nothing to the 30 million that are here. And then, oh, they're even taking innocent people. They're really getting tough. Just like they have the torture camps where you think you're getting tough on Muslims and it's innocent people just grabbed. That's admitted. In fact, the Taliban would just go and grab innocent people and get sometimes $24,000 apiece for them, and then it's an admitted torture laboratory where they test how to torture people. I'm out of time. I can't believe that CENTCOM admits they're engaging in domestic propaganda. That is so criminal. And all this other stuff is happening. Just be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and I'll be back tomorrow. Got a lot of other news I haven't gotten to. I'm going to just do 3 hours. Just no guests, no calls, no nothing. Who knows what you're going to get? Because I'm mad about what's happening to this republic. And if you want to support us in any way, please go to InfoWars.com. And please get my new film, Terror Storm, 2-hour film, with 68 minutes of extras on it for $19.95, and support us. Makes this broadcast possible. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, a great place to download super high-quality versions of Terror Storm and burn them to CD. It's almost as good as TV quality. Just get it and get it out to people. Use it as an activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day pays for the bandwidth for us so we don't go broke. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I'm out of time. Get mad. Get serious. Get focused. Get informed. Get in their face. Take action. God bless you all. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.